Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have our lovely Chris Kane here from Sight for White.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chris. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Yes.
Yes. Good, good. Haven't had you in for a while.
I was just thinking the same thing. Yes, yes. I've been sort of busy.
Doing other things.
Stuff going on. So is it busy up there at the
Yeah, point? We're getting busy now. Yeah, now the summer's upon us, although today weather-wise is questionable, but we won't talk about that.
You always get your glitch, don't you?
You do,
should
yes.
be back to normal tomorrow.
Yeah, but the plants will appreciate the...
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it's Maggie's fault. She watered their garden last night.
Oh, is that your fault?
No, yeah. It's my fault, yeah.
Yeah, you were out there with a hose last night getting everything
That's
nice
why we had
wet.
A monsoon today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, stands to reason you put more water into the atmosphere because it evaporates from the garden. It's going to come back down again.
There you go.
It's a scientific fact.
Okay.
Anyway, we get off the point. What have you got for us, Chris?
Well, I see a number of bits and pieces, really. I mean, I want to talk about some of the shows we're going to be going to, but I do want to tell you about our brand new... We've got some new Sight for White banners.
Oh!
Yeah. So if you happen to be driving along Carisbrook Road, we've got three banners. We're not obviously having all three up at once, but we've got one that says Protect Your Sight and actually features one of our staff, Laura, her daughter's in that, wearing our sunglasses.
Right.
We've got a volunteer poster, join our volunteer team.
Mm-hmm. So, right. Yeah.
And we've got a sort of generic members banner. They're sort of 7 foot long, so you can't miss them.
No, okay, on that fence.
Yes, yeah, yes. Along the Carisbrook Road, so look out for them. So, yeah, we're very pleased with those. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Very nice, too.
Yeah, the Sight for White headquarters is a bit odd, isn't it? I don't mean it's odd, but it's odd in terms of its address.
It is, yes, it is, because we've got kind of two postcodes, really. We've got the main road, the Carisbrook Road 1DD postcode, but then if you want to come, we have a car park along Castle Road, so we have to give a different postcode.
Otherwise, you end up going round and round forever.
You do.
We don't want to be doing that, do
you?
We
don't want to be doing that.
But it's on the fence on the Carisbrook Road you're going to put these posts.
Yes, it is, yeah. Already up. So, yeah, we're rotating those on a 28-day basis so that everyone gets to see them. Yeah. So that's... Well, I'm pleased about that. Can I chat a bit more? Are we going into the news?
Just give us another minute or so, and then we'll head off to the news.
Okay. Just to say that we are doing our annual raffle. We normally do it as a Christmas raffle, but this year it's a summer raffle.
Oh, right.
So we are selling raffle tickets from now up until... And the draw will be on the 31st of October.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you'll see us out and about at shows, the Chow Show, Wolverton, Fantasy Con. Pound a ticket. Mm-hmm. And we have some amazing prizes, including £100 cash, £50 Dress for Less voucher, a luxury hamper, and much more.
There's always much more.
It's all that
can we win Chris?
I don't know.
I'm good at washing up.
Okay.
So is our dishwasher. But it's that old joke, is it? Where's your dishwasher? It's his day off.
And we still have the lovely Chris here.
We do. Thank you for staying, Chris.
My pleasure.
I see a picture of a Dalek.
You can see a picture of a Dalek.
Intriguing.
So, yes.
You've spoken about some of the things you've got coming up. You've got some more coming up.
Yes. You? I would like to mention a new event we've got coming up on the 31st of October.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a murder mystery event.
Ooh.
And we're calling it, originally... Murder at Millbrook House.
Murder at Millbrook House.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. So we're very excited about this. We are selling tickets at £10 a head.
Mm-hmm.
That does include a very simple two-course supper.
Mm-hmm.
We throw in a glass of wine.
What, literally? Here you go. Yep.
Yeah. Well, but who knows about the wine, you see? It could be part of the...
It could be poisoned.
Yeah, could be. Who knows? But if anyone is interested, then please get in touch with me. It's a first-come, first-served basis, so tickets will sell fast. It hasn't been officially... Well, apart from now, I've just officially announced that it's...
You have announced it. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. So,
how do people get in touch with you to get tickets?
Contact myself or any of the team at Millbrook House on 5 treble 205, or you can email me admin@iwsb.org.uk.
Okay, excellent stuff. So, what was the date of that again?
31st of October.
And what day is that?
It's a Thursday.
Thursday the 31st. Okay. Okay. Excellent stuff.
Yes. Also, quickly, I always have so much to say when I come
on. Carry on.
Just to let you know where we're going to be out and about this summer.
Right.
We did do Pride last a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Which was okay. You know, the weather eventually brightened up.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was quite a fun sort of day.
Yeah.
Really. Mm-hmm. This weekend we will be at the Chael Show.
Oh, right. Yes.
So if anyone's going, please come along and say hello. I will be this Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So we'll be selling our sunglasses, and we've got a brand new tombola game, a pegboard, which has our logo, our eye logo, and you pull out a peg and you could win a really good prize.
What, another eye?
No. Yeah.
And it's, so, yeah, I don't think I've seen one of those for years. Yeah. The pegboard type.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right.
So we're very excited about that. So, yeah, come along and have a go. So that's done. Fun there.
Right.
I will be at FantasyCon on the 24th and 25th of
August. Wow, that doesn't
August
surprise me in the least.
With a certain Dalek.
Yeah.
So that should be a fun event. So
we've got someone coming in to talk about that in a week or two.
Oh, really?
We have,
oh, you
yes
must let me. It's Adam, is it Adam?
I'll just check might that when you carry on.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be interested to listen to that.
So is that Dave, the Dalek?
No, he's just called Dalek.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was very popular last year.
I'm sure he was, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. There's lots of...
It is Adam Peterson.
Yes.
Adam Pearson.
Adam Pearson. Yeah.
Who is coming in not next week, but the week after.
Oh, okay.
The 13th.
I will be tuning in. Yes.
I think he's going to be on the phone.
Oh, phone, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about FantasyCon, but you're going to be there with a Dalek.
I'll be there with a Dalek.
Does the Dalek have the Sight for White logo on it?
He could have. He could have.
But he may not.
He did wear one of our Sight for White sashes last year. Looked very fetching.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think, Daleks don't have shoulders or such.
Well, it wasn't easy to keep him on, to be fair.
Especially as he kept fidgeting.
So that's that. And then we'll be doing the Wolverton show on 31st of August and 1st of September.
Is that the Flower and Garden?
Yes,
show,
that's usually quite popular, that one. Yeah.
So, so please come say hello if you're heading to any of those shows. Yes.
And do buy some of the sunglasses because they're really very good.
They are
please
good
do.
They will fit over your ordinary glasses if you wear them.
They're black
do
ones, white ones, blue ones, and red ones, I seem to recall.
And also, see, more information.
We are
doing a sunglasses competition.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy our sunglasses, then if you have your photo taken wearing our sunglasses with, say, an unusual background, something really different, it might be standing with a Dalek or something, and you can then enter it into our competition again to win some prizes.
And that's on the website, is it?
That's on the website as well, yeah.
iwsb.org.uk.
Yeah. So
does a Dalek wear a sunglass? Because he's only got one eye,
I suppose he would wear a sunglass. Yes, yes. So that's that. What else? I've got so much. Yes, so just to remind you of how much our sunglasses are.
Well, they're vastly expensive, aren't they?
Oh, shockingly expensive. Yeah. £3 a pair or two for a fiver. You know.
Well, the reason we like them is because we bought a couple of sets of pairs, and then we've got a couple in my van, a couple in Maggie's car, so that there's always enough sunglasses to go around, no matter whose vehicle you're in.
And they are proper UV filter 400
glasses.
So
they're quite lightweight too,
to
be fair.
Your eyes.
Very good.
And have I got time to mention one more thing?
Go on then.
I'll touch on it more next month, but
okay,
we're talking about this short story writing competition.
Yes.
Yes, so we're going to have a slight difference.
That's happening again.
It is happening again. But that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, we'll keep you on the hooks of Tenta for that.
Oh, yes.
And, thank you for coming in, Chris.
Thank you for asking me again.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
If you've got any more details, we will put this interview up on our homepage, on Facebook, our website. And then we'll also give your contact details out again, admin@iwsb.org.uk or...
5222-0-something.
Yeah, 52205.
52205.
Nearly.
You were good.
Very good.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.